Have you ever felt that you woke up on the wrong side of the bed? Maybe you burnt your breakfast or stepped in dog dirt on your way into the car. Things just don't seem to be going your way. Well, welcome to Charisma News. This is our special series, Miracles, Signs, and Wonders. In this episode, hear how Chad's bad day turned around and the blessing that God used to pick him up. That story right after this special message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
We want to thank MyPillow for sponsoring the Charisma Podcast Network. Go to MyPillow.com to receive the Giza Dream Sheets for 60% off. You will receive a set for as low as $39.99. Also, for a limited time with any purchase, you will receive Mike's softcover book absolutely free when you use the promo code CHARISMA. Once again, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code CHARISMA or call 800-598-1793 for this amazing offer. Well, I always love whenever we get to hear God's goodness and His miraculous powers. You know, God demonstrates His move through signs and wonders, and we've got an amazing story that I'm excited to share about somebody's life that has been dramatically changed by a miracle. And before we get into Lennon's story, it's really a miracle how Charisma got to be connected with this amazing man of God. And I want to introduce Chad Dunlap here. He's the Vice President of Business Development here at Charisma. And just yesterday, from when we're recording this, Chad had a very frustrating experience on his way to work, and we're going to talk about that, but how God used that difficult situation for His glory. So, Chad, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me, John. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so just tell us a little bit about what happened yesterday. What is your normal day like, and how did it change?
This was a day out of my norm. Let me first get started saying the testimony that I can now share because of what I consider to be a problem. Hmm. Matthew 6:26 tells us that look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than them? Hmm. And a lot of the times, I think we underestimate how God is working in our lives. We get caught up in the monotony of the day. We get caught up in our daily routines.
Right.
And we just go on living life, when in actuality, we should pause and say, God, what do you have planned for me today? So what ended up happening, I got up around my normal time. I was leaving the house around 7 o'clock in the morning, and I go out and I start my car.
Okay.
Just like a normal day, I put my car in drive, and I start driving away, and I hear thump, 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 thump.
Oh, I hate that sound.
Oh, and I said, I have a flat tire. So I said, well, maybe I can get enough air in there and make it to work on time. I had some meetings scheduled that I had to be in. And I go around the corner to 7-Eleven, driving really slow because I knew I was driving on a rim. And I pull up to the air pump. Well, the air pump, it only accepted coins. I didn't have any cash on me.
Who does nowadays? Yeah.
Exactly. So I go inside. I get some cash back. And I knew I needed to get some quarters. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, wouldn't you know it, I get the cash back, but they don't have any quarters.
Oh.
So it was just a comedy of errors. I then have to wait on them to go ahead and open up the safe, about a 10-minute wait, just to get me some quarters, just to put them in the air pump.
Oh, wow.
I go out to the air pump. I put $2 worth of quarters in.
Okay.
And I put it in, expecting the air pump to start, and it wouldn't start on me. I then, at that moment, I said, God, I need your help. And I wanted to lay hands on it, but instead I decided to kick it. And once you know, lo and behold, I kick it.
Yeah.
And I heard, and the air pump started working. I said,
okay.
Well, praise God. I said, here's a miracle.
Kind of like Moses and the bit. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Pretty much. And so I start putting air in the tire. And as the air is going in the tire is coming right back out of the tire. And I realized that somebody had vandalized a car and slashed a tire.
Oh, no.
And I said, well, this air isn't going to work. Maybe I can get a can of Fix-A-Flat.
Okay.
So I go in the 7-Eleven again, and I get a can of Fix-A-Flat. Last can on the shelf. And I said, it's a miracle.
Right, right.
I have a can of Fix-A-Flat. So I buy the Fix-A-Flat, go out, and I connect the Fix-A-Flat to the tire. And it starts, the Fix-A-Flat is going through the tire and starts spraying back at me. And I said,
that's not a good sign.
Maybe this isn't a miracle.
No.
And then I said, you know what? I'm already running late for work. I can go ahead and just change a tire on my own. So I open up the trunk, and the spare tire's in there, but my car doesn't have a jack.
Oh, man. It's just going from bad to worse, it
just keeps getting better.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah.
So then I live around the corner, and I go and I drive around the corner to my house, and I knew I had an extra jack. It was a brand new jack. Take it out of the box. And I go and I start jacking the car up, but the jack isn't moving. So the jack is broken. Brand new jack. It's broken. So then I'm trying to problem solve. And I said, okay, well, what are my options at this point?
Uh-huh.
And there's a quote that I once heard, and it's kind of stuck with me. A bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it.
Mm-hmm.
And all these errors that kept happening throughout the day, my attitude probably wasn't the best. So then I have to stop and pray, and I said, God, what do you want me to do? Which I should have done from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I felt the Lord tell me, just order a tow truck. Have it towed to the shop, the tire shop, and, you know, just get a ride to work. So I said, okay, God, that's what I'll do. And what I've learned throughout my life and different experiences is when we have problems, a lot of times we're quick to generate solutions.
Mm-hmm.
We get into problem-solving mode.
Exactly.
When in actuality, we should often pause and ask God, what lesson do you want me to learn in this situation?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And be still. And be still and know that He's God. So I go ahead and I contact the insurance company because I had some tows available, and I explain the situation, and I also order a car to come to the office. So the car comes and picks me up, and then I get a text alert from the insurance company alerting me that there's going to be a tow truck in a couple of hours. And most of the time, I wouldn't have contacted the tow truck driver, but the back tire of my car was vandalized.
Okay.
So with that, I knew that they couldn't bring a standard tow truck.
Right,
but they needed
a
flatbed.
Right.
So I said, well, let me call the tow truck company, make sure they have the right type of truck available to tow my vehicle. So I called the tow truck company, and I'm explaining the situation, and the tow truck driver asks me, are you a Christian?
That's not a normal question that I would expect a tow truck driver to ask.
No, maybe they're what type of vehicle do you
standard
have?
Standard or automatic, yeah.
Yeah, standard automatic, front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive.
Yes.
Yeah. And the tow truck driver says, are you a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I didn't know if I was in trouble or if I was about to get blessed. And I go, well, yes, sir, I am. And that's where my brother Lennon was then told me that my flat tire, God was going to use for him to share his testimony.
And that's what we're about to hear in just a moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So God brought you through those trials that were just like compounding interest and it just getting worse and worse and worse. But then God brought this man into your life over the phone that actually the first time you guys met is actually here in the studio. But this story that we're going to ask Lennon to share really blessed you to the point where you came in and you told everybody here like what God has done, and God really turned around that situation. So is there anything else you want to add, or I want to hear what Lennon has to say with this. So how did he start telling you the story?
To share this testimony.
Yeah. Amen.
And to be part of his ministry.
Amen.
So,
yeah.
Recognizing that God's overcome the world.
Amen.
And he can use any situation.
Amen. So now I want to introduce and welcome Lennon Ware to the podcast. And Lennon, I want to hear your story, But tell us a little bit about who you are. And we know right now that you're a tow truck driver, but how did you get into becoming a tow truck driver? And just give us some of your backstory.
Well, my standpoint, I came from Alabama. God sent me down here. And the Navy, went in the Navy for 8 years, got out, went to the fire department, 25 years. And I always had a passion on doing towing because my brother had a service station. I never left a passion on towing. So I end up with a tow truck in between fire department. So I'm working my tow truck now, and God gave me a business, land, and everything.
Wow.
So I didn't know this was going to be my platform to have a ministry. The Spirit said, use your tow truck as your pulpit and preach the gospel.
Use your tow truck as a pulpit to preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. That's a word right there, man.
So that's how I got to where I am now, you know. And I'm retired from the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Something hit me. Why did my mama make us go to the church on a Sunday? It got to be something about being a full-time Christian and a part-time. So I went back to the church. All my motorcycle friends were laughing at me, saying I wasn't going to stay, but I did. God tested me again. He said, what you going to do now? See, you ride your motorcycles on the first Sunday. You don't go to the Lord's Supper. Well, I thought I would be the president. I could ask them to move the meeting from a first Sunday to a second Sunday. They wouldn't do it. I resigned from the motorcycle club.
Wow.
That was enough then to show God I was ready to take off the old skin and put on a new one. Amen. He had been training me. Yeah. That's how I could listen to his voice and know who he was on the telephone.
Yeah.
So once that happened, God said, the Spirit said, I know I can trust you with the power I'm going to unleash on you. Supposed to have been finding a part for an old car. Told a young lady I ain't going to find that part. But late on that day, the Holy Spirit that God left here for us got me in my truck and started driving me down Orange Avenue till I got to a point of no return. Then I remembered where I was going. Went down in there. When I came out, I seen this first tall object laying on the car. I put my hand on it, and the 23rd Psalm came. Rod and staff should comfort you, take it with you. Then I knew I had some kind of gift from God, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
And then what happened after that? He started training me to listen to the Holy Spirit a little bit longer, a little bit more. So I started sharing my story with people. And now I'm bringing it all together.
Yeah. So tell us about the Jeep that you had. Yeah. Tell us about that story.
Okay. Well, I was out one day picking up a full-size Jeep Cherokee up on my flatbed tow truck.
Okay.
As you know, a winch is gear-driven. And it won't break. And you got chains and stuff on it. I had everything hooked up on it. Had the winch hooked up. Now I'm going to the front of the car. And the devil said, well, I got you now. You made a mistake. He said, you're laying in front of this tire. He said, I had the power to make the winch and the chain slip. 3,700-pound Jeep descending laid square in my chest.
Wait, let's hold on a second. So you've been towing cars for a while.
Yeah.
You're not new at this.
No.
You know the procedure. You know what you're doing.
Yes.
The machinery has never failed before.
No.
And now you know this is an attack from the devil, and a 3,700-pound vehicle fell and is now laying on your chest.
Sitting on my chest.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, I tried to push the car off, but I couldn't push it off. And the Spirit of the Lord said, just stay still. Well, I stayed still. But if I had been thrashing around, I would have never quickly felt the warm body water leaving my gallbladder.
Okay. Wow.
Me being trained as a firefighter medic for 25 years, I made a quick assessment of my own body. Gallbladder leaking. It's a muscle. Hard as a muscle, I'm finna die. I had time to call the Lord's name. The old devil didn't think I was going to have time to call the Lord's name. Amen?
Amen.
I said, Lord, it's in your hand. I got medical paperwork stating 57-year-old man found unconscious, unresponsive. When the sheriff department got there, they untrapped me and started CPR on me. When the fire department got there, they confirmed. No heartbeat, no pulse, clinically dead. Thank you, Father. They gave me 5 med shocks to try to get my heart going. That's the maximum they can give any man or woman before they burn up their organs.
Wow.
At that point, I called him my doctor that day, Dr. Jesus. He said, let me have my child now. He said, I can pump life back into him, but I can't give him new organs. He said, I got 5-star ready to airlift him to ORMC. While I was laying in recovery room, the Spirit of the Lord say, you're alive and well. He said, remember when your body was being shaked around at some point? He said, that was me pumping life back into you before you landed. Wow. Amen?
Wow. So you felt something. You were in the helicopter.
Yes.
And you felt something as it was. I want to just a little bit more clarification with.
Other words, he said, if I did feel something,
okay,
that was him pumping life back into me. But I really didn't feel nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but he
yeah.
was telling me that's when he was pumping life back into me while I was in the air. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got you.
So once that came about, I woke up, looked at the ceiling. He said, you're alive and well. Then I looked at the doctors. They were looking at the x-rays on the wall. They were looking at it. They couldn't see no injuries. Now they finna confirm that it's not no injuries. If you got a broken bone in the rib area, the breaks move against each other.
Exactly,
and it's raw nerves at the end. Now, all they had to do is say, sir, could you just breathe one time or either two times? Why would they chance three? Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
God talking to me.
Yeah.
He said, do that hurt? I said, no, sir, it don't hurt. He said, me and my trauma team can't explain this one. He said, 3,700-pound car laying in your chest. We can't find a broken or a bruised bone in your body nowhere. And Jesus told me to let them know when he came off the cross, he didn't have no broken bone. Surely it must have been him holding the call, man.
Wow.
Our job is to be a witness for the Lord.
Amen.
He'll give you a testimony. He'll give me one. But he's not going to give you the power to tell it till he know you're going to glorify him each and every day with it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So I witnessed the 3 people downstairs, Trinity. 3 people upstairs, Trinity. God rose on the 3rd day. He let me out the hospital on the 3rd day to empower anybody that hear my story.
Wow.
You all just been empowered and certified in the Holy Spirit through my own personal testimony from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, all you got to do is simple. Surrender, not 99, but 100. And then find that Bible teaching church. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So what you just said, while you were in the hospital, you led people to the Lord on the first floor. And then at another place, you led more people to the Lord.
Yep.
And then on the 3rd day, you got released.
Right.
After a 3,700-pound vehicle was laying on your chest and you were dead. Yep. Most people don't get up after they've been dead.
Oh, man.
No. That's amazing. You're a walking miracle, Lennon.
My eyes in the hospital were bloodshot from the pressure being put on my brain, from the pressure. I should have had an aneurysm, but God didn't let that even happen. Now, I went from the emergency room to my real room. And I had a guest in there, and I heard him moaning and groaning and hurting. I seen a Sister Mary picture over there and the Catholic beads. The Spirit of the Lord said, I want you to let this man know I done sent you here to fill the room with the Holy Spirit, that he's going to be all right. Well, I said, Lord, how am I going to tell that man that? He might think I'm attacking his religion. Well, the Spirit of the Lord said, just be quiet. Don't say nothing. And next day, the target was his pastor. He came in and said he came in to pray with him and anoint him. I said, Pastor, the Lord already sent me here to fill the room with the Holy Spirit. He's going to be all right. He all dressed up. He think that God can't take a little peasant like me and you to give us power to do what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? So he started listening to me. And after a while, he turned around and started walking away like he didn't want to listen no more. I kept on talking. The Holy Spirit kicked that man around to me. I thought he finna curse me out. But he stood up like a tin soldier. He could not move. I knew something had him in place. I kept on telling my story. The man's wife shot across the room. She started listening. The daughter shot across the room. She started listening. I asked them, did they believe what I said? She said, sure I do. She said, I felt a chill enter my body and my hands were being lifted up on my arm. Wow. And that was why I was sent there, to let that pastor know you need to listen to other people. You're not the authority here, Pastor.
The Holy Spirit's the authority.
Right.
Yeah.
So after I got out of the hospital, I called a guy. He fully recovered and everything.
Wow.
And here I am today telling my story.
Yeah. Yeah, you're telling your story, and this is amazing. It's wonderful to hear what God has done and how you so quickly used your story for His glory.
Yeah.
But
watch this now.
Okay.
God said, let my people know I had control of the situation. See, He want to know. He said, didn't the accident happen 2008? Yeah. He said, the Bible, 8 means complete, a new beginning, what I gave you.
Okay.
He said, tell your story to my people so they can have a new beginning through your testimony. Amen. Now, amen. God's smart. He said, somebody going to challenge that. He said, let them know this. He said, when I sent you out and put the staff in your hand, He said, didn't the 23rd Psalm come? He said, why would you have died on the 23rd of the month? He said, I was controlling the day to let my people know it was me. Smart as God is. He said, somebody going to challenge that. He said, let them know this. He said, even before you were born, He said, while you was in your mother's womb, He said, I mark you for this day. He said, didn't the accident happen on a road called Buck Road? He said, all the streets in Orange County. He said, why would it happen on a road that's named after you if I didn't have control?
And your nickname
that's
is Buck.
That's my nickname, yeah, yeah. Buck. And it happened on Buck Road. If that ain't chilling enough for you, He sent me back to the scene of the accident. He said, look at Buck Road and look at Cannon Road, K-N-N-O-N. He said, move the K out the way, put the L there, and you got your real name, too.
Wow. So God uses those things to show us that He's really walking with us, and He's involved in our lives. And it's amazing to see how, you know, God's called you to share your testimony to whoever that God puts across your path.
Yeah.
And yesterday it just happened to be Chad,
who
talked to you on the phone, but you heard something in the spirit through his voice. Could you tell us a little bit about what was it that made you just more attuned to what God was doing with that?
Well, I can't explain it. It's just a feeling that you know, and God knows. It's just a feeling, you know, a feeling that you need to say more to this person. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, God speaks to us through the spirit and truth, silent spirit, that you and Him will know it.
Yeah. Wow. that's amazing. I'm getting chills again hearing.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, God told me this. He said, start giving me my testimony. He said, you remember when you came here from Alabama and you graduated from Jones High? He said, I had a plan for you. He said, the Army draft you. You didn't want to go to the Army because all your friends were getting killed in Vietnam. He said, you prayed about it. He said, you had a brother in the Navy. He said, come to the Navy. Knowing that they don't hire two people in the same branch of the military, especially during wartime. He said, you went and took the test. He said, you prayed about it. Navy recruiter call you back and say you didn't make it. He said, I noticed you didn't get upset. You just surrendered to me. I said, Lord, if it means for me to be in the Army, just get me in and get me out. He said, didn't the next day the Navy recruiter call you? He said, that was me opening up doors for you. He kept on feeding me. He said, remember when you couldn't swim the length of the swimming pool? And the next Friday, if you didn't swim the length of the swimming pool, they would throw you out the program. He said, you prayed about it. I remember all those prayers. He said, then the next Friday, you went to the length of the swimming pool. He said, that was me carrying you through the water. Amen?
Amen.
He said, you remember when you were about ready to give up and the commander was throwing out everybody's stuff? But when it came to you, he looked you in your eye. You looked him in his eye. You seen a little smirky grin saying, man, this is a joke. Keep going. God said, that was the first encounter with an angel. You read the message that I sent to him. Amen?
Wow.
Now, God said, you remember Jonah? He said, I sent Jonah in the belly of a whale. He said, but I sent you deep down in the belly of the ship on the USS Lexington in Pensacola, Florida, in the fire and the heat. I want to see where you're going to endure that fire and the heat. But I noticed you didn't complain. He said, but one thing I noticed about you, you went over to the water fountain, you took a rag, you put it on your head and your hat, water dripping all off you, everybody laughing at you. He said, but you were keeping your head cool. That means your body stayed cool. Mm-hmm. He said, I was training you to listen to the Holy Spirit. He said, you notice I didn't let you stay in that position too much longer after that. He said, didn't I tell you to go to the man over the fire room and tell him why you didn't want to be in there? He was going to get you thrown out the military. But I used him to get you out the bell of the ship. Mm. He told me, get up on the stairway. Don't look at nobody. Don't say nothing to nobody. Cry if I can. I did everything he told me. And the next day he told these people, said, get this crazy man out of my fire room. I don't want him in my fire room. God said, by you doing what you was doing, they calling you crazy. They should have evaluated you and threw you out the military. But I sent you to the bunk room to clean up. Hmm. He said, that was me orchestrating your testimony. Amen?
Amen. So God's been leading you. And I love how you can just go through your life and see God's been leading me here, 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 and here. And just every step along the way. I just really appreciate the fact that you're aware of that. Because there's so
many... Now I am.
Now you... Okay. How did you become aware of that?
Because everything that I was doing, it was turning to good and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what happened after that was he sent me to the bunk room.
This is in the Navy still?
Yeah, in the Navy. Had a marvelous time in the bunk room. He sent somebody up there to tell you, oh, you're going to be thrown back in the belly of the ship. God said, that didn't even bother you. He said, at the end of the 3 months, he said, I gave you some grace. See, when God get you to where you need to go, he'll get you a little bit more grace to keep you going.
Amen. That's a good word right there.
Amen.
Amen. You're preaching, man. Yeah. This is great.
He said, instead of sending you back in the belly of the ship, I sent you to the mess deck. I want to see you going to be a complainer. God don't like no complainer. I knew they were moving me around, but they wasn't moving nobody else around. I screw up pots and pans, I didn't complain. I screw up floors, I didn't complain. I went into potato detail, I didn't complain. God said, I even threw you in the scullery department where they wash the hot dishes, and you still didn't complain. He said, I had my foot on your head, and you still didn't complain. He said, you notice I didn't let you stay in that position too much longer. I noticed some people walking around for about 2 or 3 days, had big white hats on. And after the third day, they came and picked me to go to the bakery department. Easy duty. Everybody been trying to get over there. Now everybody complained. How did I get that good job? I just got there. And the Spirit of the Lord told me, he said, you were the sparrow that I had my eyes on. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
They fell in love with me. They said, if I do good, they'll make sure I go to cook school. Well, they gave a recommendation for me to go to cook school. God said, you notice I took back over again. Instead of sending you to cook school, he sent me back in the belly of the ship after all that time to see what was going to happen. I surrendered to him again. I said, Lord, if it means for me to be back down in here, just let me learn something before I get out. Well, God seen that I was going to do it. And the Spirit said, Lord, go back to the same man again and tell him why you didn't want to be in there. I went and told my little friend about it. He said, man, they're going to give you a dishonorable discharge. I didn't see this happen. Mm-hmm. They'll take you one place and bring you back. If you're still cutting up, they'll give you a dishonorable discharge. He said, but they gave you 3 places, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
God speaks to you in threes. There we go.
Yeah. And I went and told him anyway. God said, do not fear man, fear me. I went on and told him. He walked away from me, didn't say nothing. Over the next course of day, BT-1 Free came over and said, the captain want to have a meeting with me. God opened up another door to the captain. In the morning time meeting, the captain came around to their meeting. Now I got to go and talk to the captain. Tell the captain my story. And then he told me to go back to my duty station. And after that, BT-1 Free came and said, Lennon, what you in did now? He said, the division also want to talk to you. At the end of that, he asked me why I wanted to go on the ship. So I don't know why I want to go. I just want to go so I can learn something. Well, they gave me the worst job that I could have on the ship. Unstopping bathrooms and piping on a big old aircraft carrier.
Oh, wow.
But guess what? I did it without complaining. Amen?
Amen. That's very challenging to do things like that without complaining. Yeah.
God knew I was going to do it. He knew I was going to not back off. And then one day the Spirit of the Lord say, go to welding school. I can't wait. Go to welding school. I put in for welding school. They accepted me to welding school in Norfolk, Virginia. Didn't know how to weld. After a while, I fell in all my tests. Asked the Lord, show me. He said, start welding all over again. Then fell another test. Came back to the ship with my papers in my hand to be a first-class welder for the United States Navy. And then I stayed in for more years. Amen.
Praise the Lord. One thing that I'm noticing as you're telling your story, you talk a lot about, like, you've been in situations that God's allowed you to be in, and you decided to surrender and to not complain.
Right.
You know, yesterday, Chad finally decided to surrender to what God was doing and not complain.
Right.
And he saw the benefit of what God was doing in this to get your story to meet up, and so that we can hear what God has done in your life and just hear that miraculous testimony. And so Chad, as you're listening to more of his story, what are some things that God is pointing out to you?
Oh, yeah, no. Lennon's story is just incredibly inspiring. One of the things, as Lennon was sharing, I was just reminded that if God brings us to it, he'll see us through it. Amen. So he already knew yesterday that I was going to have a flat tire, but I reacted in the flesh. And I was trying to act on my own as opposed to taking it before the Lord. There are 7,487 promises in the Bible, and they're all yes and amen. If God's the same yesterday, today, and forever, why should we even question him? So Lennon's story has just been inspiring to me that God knows our tomorrows. And just thank you for sharing your testimony, because it's touched me, it's touched my coworkers. And I pray that it just continues to just travel around and bless many more.
Amen. Well, Lennon, thank you so much for coming in here and sharing your story of how God saved you. And you even brought in some of the a copy of the document that Chad and I got to see it. And we'll put it up on the screen so that people can really see that. It does say that you were unresponsive, that all the things that you said, you have documented proof for this. This is not just some guy that we met telling a story. There's documentation for everything that he said, and it is documented how good God is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just appreciate so much that you are taking the opportunities that God has given you, and you're sharing that story, and you're encouraging people to surrender to God, to not complain, to listen to the Holy Spirit, and to share their story as well. Thank you so much for coming in here and just sharing your story of how good God is.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited now where God's going to go now.
Amen. Amen. You've been listening to the Charisma News series, Miracles, Signs, and Wonders. Make sure to subscribe so that you can get our regular news updates, and tune in next week for another story of God's headline on the Charisma News series, Miracles, Signs, and Wonders. God bless you.